Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani, Dumelangapsheni, Molweni, bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us across the globe. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I definitely don't buzz alone. I definitely buzz with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. There are too many adjectives to describe us. So little time. Oskhumi, hello.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm great. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, it was so. It's life. It's happening. We are dealing with it, and that is that.
No, yeah, we're keeping moving.
Yeah, that's just keeping, where I'm at right now.
We're keeping it moving.
It's happening. We are doing it. We are participating. We're not complaining. We're not crying. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And I tell you another place which it is what it is our social media platform where you can be highly engaging and highly interactive with us. Let me prep this conversation properly.
Wow.
Did you see what I did there? What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're going to be discussing something that a lot of people do not know about.
Yeah.
But is very essential in their sexual health.
Yes.
Today we're going to be talking about, and I hope I do not butcher this name, and if I do, I do apologize.
Yes.
But look, this was so heavy. They are called pre-exposure prophylaxis, otherwise known as PrEP. Now, these are given to you to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Yep.
Normally, if you are a sexual assault or rape victim, they will give them to you to prevent the transmission
yeah.
of the virus.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, a lot of people now, because they have realized their power
mm-hmm.
or their efficiency, they now drink them to prevent
okay.
the transmission of HIV.
Okay.
So we're going to be unpacking PrEP and the advantages and disadvantages and whether you should or should not be on them.
I mean, to help us prep this conversation properly, we brought in our ambassador, an ambassador for Engage. He knows all things PrEP. Apologies for his background. We called him. He was in the mist during the people.
Yeah.
But because he's a superstar, we had to, wherever he is, get time for him to squeeze us through. If you go to his ID, people know him as Lerato Mabuja, but he's famously known as Diva the Superstar. Diva, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
You deserve it, actually.
How are you, Diva?
Hi, guys.
Hi, what a Diva. Welcome.
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
I'm fantastic. Diva, I'm giving you this. For those who don't know, we are on your birthday week, so I'm ushering you properly. And we'll share details for those who want to come celebrate with you a little bit later. Diva, we're talking about PrEP. Okay. For those who don't know what PrEP is, in simple terms, what is PrEP?
PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yes.
It's a prevention pill for you not to be exposed on HIV virus. So yeah, in a simple term, that's what PrEP is.
Diva, talk to us about its availability before I speak to Oskhumi. How readily available is it? I'm on it, by the way. So how readily available is it to the public?
PrEP is available. It's just that people don't know about it and people don't believe about it. But it is available in all public institutes. But I'm not sure about your local clinic.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure, but I'm at Engagement Clinic. It's a clinic that deals with men. And yeah, we deal with PrEP, we deal with TB, we deal with STIs, because you know how men are. Men are scared of going to clinics, so yeah. With us, we deal with basically that.
Diva, when we talk about availability, what I want to know is, do I need a prescription or can I just walk into any clinic or any pharmacy and say, I would like to have this and I can buy it over the counter? Do I need a prescription for it?
There's no prescription. You basically just need to get tested. You need to know your HIV status before you know before you get PrEP, because they can't give you PrEP without knowing your HIV status. Imagine if they give you PrEP and you're HIV positive.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So you need to get tested first.
Okay.
And so, it's available everywhere. I'm not sure about local clinics though.
I now have to ask about, I guess, the obvious question. The efficiency. How effective is PrEP in preventing HIV?
I didn't get that.
How effective is PrEP in preventing HIV transmission?
We know that nothing is 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's 99.8%.
Okay.
That if you take it every day, at the same time, like you follow the instructions, because it's a daily pill that you take every day at the same time. Yeah, so that you don't skip it. It's an ARV basically, but for negative people. So you take it every day at the same time. And yeah, but it doesn't prevent you from STIs, it doesn't prevent you from TB, it doesn't prevent you from all other infections, but only prevents you from HIV. That's it.
I was actually about to ask, you mentioned slightly that you have to take it every day. That was my next question. Is it like ARVs? You know, when you're taking ARVs and when you are HIV positive, you have to stop drinking, you have to stop smoking, you have to adhere to a certain diet. Okay, but now my question is, when you're on PrEP, do you have to adhere to, are there any restrictions? Do you have to stop smoking?
No.
Do you have to stop drinking? Do you have to observe a special diet? What are the requirements?
There is nothing that you need to stop. You just have to continue with your daily life.
So just drink it twice a day and that's it.
You just drink it every day at the same time. Remember, our immune systems are not the same. So sometimes you might have side effects. When I started it, I never had any side effects. So, yeah, I never had any side effects. I drank the pill every day and nothing happened. But sometimes others say they get nausea, dizzy. They sometimes become very hungry. And yeah, so but it's up to you. We don't know if people got different diseases. So, yeah.
All right.
Diva,
quickly, for those who would want to understand more and want to get more information about PrEP, talk to us about Engage and the work that you do. How can people then engage you on getting PrEP?
Okay, thank you. Unfortunately, we don't supply women because it's Engage Men's Health. So I'm not sure with women. I'm only talking for guys. I'm not sure when it comes to women, but yeah, we are at Melville, 27 Boxes, 4th and 3rd Avenue. And we have also mobile clinics that come to you, people that come to you at the comfort of your own home and render all the services at the comfort of your own space. So it's up to you whether you want them to come at your house or you want them to come at the park or wherever. So yeah, I don't know the numbers, but you can catch them on all social media platforms at Engage Men's Health, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Diva, finally, let us engage you on this. We are celebrating your birthday next week. Those who don't know is Diva, the superstar. I've got my VIP list already. I've got my guest list. I'm already there. People who want, by virtue of me being there, you are there. Diva, for those who want to celebrate you, how can we celebrate? And by the way, Engage is also going to be engaging on your party, correct?
Absolutely. You just get me on all my social media platforms at @loyal_divine. But unfortunately, I'm not on Twitter because I feel like Twitter is mean, so I don't associate myself with negativity. Yeah. I'm only on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at @loyal_divine. All social media platforms.
Diva,
we are totally
my poster is everywhere.
We are totally at your party.
Yes, Diva. Once again, a big thank you for your time. I know that you are
only
out.
A pleasure.
I know you're out and about. You are with your people.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saving lives. So please continue saving lives. Like, it sounds like you're doing something very importance. So thank please continue. You. Please continue. Let us not stop you.
Diva, thank you so much for your time.
I will.
Happy elated.
Only a pleasure. Happy Thanks
elated.
For having me.
Happy elated. Happy belated and happy birthday for this coming week, Diva.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diva.
Guys, continue doing a good job. Thank you, guys. I always tune in. So yeah, it's unfortunate that it's a Friday afternoon. So yeah.
Don't worry. We understand. We totally understand. Diva, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Fantastic. Ooh, okay. Obviously, we spoke to him at Gift Friday, you heard. He was out and about with his people. But I think the very brief conversation, what we definitely got is it is readily available. I definitely also am currently on PrEP. What they do is that they come to your place, you get tested, your results are instant, negative or positive.
Friend, I have to ask, if you don't mind me asking.
Yes.
But I feel like I have to ask.
Yes.
Why?
Because I am a football player who's always on the pitch.
Oh.
So I don't do well with shin guards because shin guards are heavy for the legs. So I play without shin guards.
Okay. So you walk in the rain without a raincoat.
Thank you. So it helps in that regard.
All right.
So that's Mlu. but
he likes to feel the rain on his skin.
Thank you.
Without the raincoat.
I think So, but truth be told, it's just a preferential thing. And it's really simple. Everybody, they come to your space. They take your samples. You get your HIV status within minutes, 10 minutes to be exact. They take your blood test to your lab. They give you a dosage of the PrEP. Whilst your blood test, they called me funny enough just yesterday to find out that, thank the Lord, I don't have any ailments and I'm healthy. I don't just look handsome, I am handsome by health.
Sorry.
So, I'm healthy. So
how much did the whole process cost?
It costs nothing.
Are you serious? Did you go to the pharmacy? Did you go to your local clinic?
No. So obviously you engage people like Engage.
Engage is an organization.
Yeah, so it's an organization. They do township tours. Yeah. They've got a very sexy mobile bus that they will pull up through.
Okay.
And then you'll inquire, then they'll come through wherever. They operate everywhere. Taxi ranks, they're everywhere. But telescope everywhere. They just go through and you'll find them there. It's really safe, everybody. If you really are a Times Square, North type of human being where it's busy, please make sure it works.
But like Mlu said, first thing you need to know is they're going to take your blood test.
Yes.
To test your blood, and if you are HIV positive, you cannot
go on
to PrEP.
Sadly, you can't.
But if you're HIV negative, then you can go on to PrEP.
Yes. And really, guys, the backdrop of this is just to say, guys, we are sexual beings who are busy. Most of us don't.
Friend, high five for taking your sexual health into your own hands, for being responsible about your sexual health. High five.
Thank you.
You are probably adult. You feel like now, besides you paying tax, you are now properly adulting.
When she said taking matters in my own hands, I had to stop for a bit because I thought of something else.
Yeah, we are not having that conversation today.
But it's important. It's really important that you do. And really, guys, if we will share on our social media platforms all the places you can engage us, or you can engage, for you to engage your sexual health. And once again, a big thank you to Diva the Superstar. We will also post his details in terms of...
Yeah. But you know what, Nate? I feel like we need to have this conversation in greater length.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are.
Absolutely.
Like, this is my promise
to
our listeners. We're gonna this conversation is way too important
for us to just drive through.
To just summarize it the way we did. And the reason we did it is because of Mlu's recent experience. He wanted to share it and everything, and we thought this would be a platform, you know, for that. But we promise that we are
going to bring Diva through, like we did with Falisa.
Exactly.
And we're going to be able to.
And we're going to have an in-depth conversation, because as much as I have so many questions about PrEP, I feel like other people might also have a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
About it, and we're gonna try to answer those questions.
Absolutely.
So we do promise that we're gonna have a part two of this conversation.
And obviously, you would have heard in the background, like, he was out and about, so we also had to make sure our conversation is very, very relevant.
That's why we're definitely going to have a part two.
We're definitely going to have a part two. But once again, a big thank you to him, and a happy elated and belated birthday to him. And he, if you follow him and another people, you can follow us, obviously, the social media platforms of Khumi. When can people be interactive with us?
Listen, we're still on Facebook, Daily Sun.
Yes.
People can still tweet us at Daily Sun.
Uh-huh.
Or they can find us at our beautiful forever improving home, forever home rather, www.dailysun.co.za.
Tongue twist, that's /Mjolo. And you can be able to get this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to Diva. Big thank you to you for listening. Guys, we are in winter. Guys, please make sure, if you're going to be prepping yourselves into the bedroom, please prep properly and ensure that you are wearing condoms as a belief. Another thing you need to prep for yourself for, I'm just going to milk this whole prep situation.
Like, enough with the puns already, bro.
Another thing you need to prep for, guys, we have sub-variants now of Omicron. I saw one that has, it's similar to a Z3, something, in a little Z something. Guys, please make sure our economy can ill afford another lockdown. Please make sure that you get yourself vaxxed. Please make sure that you get your booster shots. If that's not your thing, please make sure you're masked when you're indoors. And please make sure you socially distance, everybody. We can't afford. We cannot. We are enjoying our freedoms and the economy. You know where South Africa is in terms of our economy, guys. We cannot afford another lockdown. Thank you.
Just drink water and be safe, guys.
As always, always. That's Khumi's thing. But once again, a big thank you for you for listening, guys. We are slowly, gradually, getting to that 100th episode. Big shout out to everybody who's been part and parcel. We're growing by the week, by the hour, by the day, by the continent, by the world, by the globe. We are growing, and it's not about us. It's about you guys who appreciate and also consume this podcast and content. And if you do see me on the streets, you too should holler. But when you holler, know that this is your boy Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. Shasas, I buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still from Isiabi, and she's still without a cool out.
Slav and light, everybody.
We can't do one another.
Twitter.